Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. And this morning we have Deb Schuler with us. Good morning, Deb.
Good morning, LaVon.
Well, Deb, you have an event coming up that we want to let people know about, especially women in agriculture.
Yes, thank you for the opportunity. Yeah. It will be here before we know it, LaVon.
Oh my goodness. Yeah, the time, it just flies by, doesn't it?
It does. I don't know where the summer's going.
Well, hopefully it's because we're having a good time. But okay, so it is a conference, the fifth annual concert, as I understand, for women who have any relationship to agriculture. You don't have to live on a farm necessarily.
No, absolutely not. If you have any involvement in agriculture whatsoever, if you work for an agribusiness, or you have a friend in ag, or you have an acreage, or you're on a farm, or you're just interested in agriculture in general, as a lot of people in the Midwest are.
Well, we sort of should be, should we? That's our main economics here. And this is sponsored by the Iowa Women in Ag. And the theme this year, Women Cultivating Success. Let's talk a little bit about the general purpose of this conference. Since it's the fifth one, obviously, it's, you know, there's been some success with it. Why?
Well, it's an opportunity for women to get together and network and spend a day and learn from each other and learn from the presenters and ask questions, things maybe that you've always wanted to know and just didn't know who to ask or have the opportunity to do so.
And even though there are many women leaders, sometimes they get in a group with mostly men, and it's like, well, I don't want to ask that dumb question. And when they get together with women, they find out, well, that really wasn't a dumb question anyhow.
Exactly.
That networking, I think, probably is one of the big pluses. Okay, let's talk about date, time, place for this particular conference.
Okay, it will be Thursday, August 4th, and it is at the FFA Enrichment Center in Ankeny. And that's in the DMAC campus, so it's easy to find, close to the interstate. And registration begins at 7:30 a.m., and the conference is all day long, and it ends at 5 o'clock.
All right. It is a day long. You know, some people might like to go the evening before and do a little make it a really special outing.
Absolutely. Yeah. We encourage that.
But you don't have to go to Ankeny to register. You can do that right here.
You can do that right here. Yeah, you can call us at my office, 712-243-4444 at Smith Land Service, or stop by at 10 West 6th Street, and I have brochures. Or you can go online, and that website is www.iowawomeninag.org.
Okay, iowawomeninag, all together, .org.
Yes.
And, if they have any questions, be sure to give you a call at the Smith Land Service.
Yes.
4444.
Yes.
An easy number.
It is.
Okay, let's talk a little bit about, in addition to the great networking, there's going to be some great programs. So let's talk a little bit about the content of this particular conference.
Yes, I would love to. We're going to begin our morning opening up with Lieutenant Governor Kim Reynolds. And then we have breakout sessions throughout the morning, LaVon. Common Ground is a gal from Sarah Ross is her name, from Minden. She's going to come talk about how the food goes from the farm to our table and maybe some of the misconceptions that people have about agriculture. Farm Credit Services of America, Rod Hartwig here from Atlantic, will be presenting, going over how we understand our balance sheets and profit and losses and ratios and those sorts of things, so we don't just sign without understanding what's all involved there.
Maybe we could go give our politicians some lessons, I suppose.
Yeah, absolutely.
I think folks at the local level, because of people like Rod, do have a great understanding, and this will just kind of support that and move it along.
Absolutely. Yeah. And we have another local presenter, Dan Lucas from HTS Precision Ag from Harlan, will be coming out. And there's so many innovations in technology, as you well know, LaVon, to keep up with all of what's going on there. The title of his is How It Started, Where We Are Now, and Where Is This Going to Take Us. So we're really looking forward
now,
to hearing that.
Do people have to choose among those?
Well, there are, they can
each
choose.
Time.
There's three choices each breakout session. So you can choose if you want to learn nothing about things except for how to do stuff on the computer, you could go to a computer session each time. If you're not at all interested in something like that, if you have breakout sessions that do not involve you being on a computer, so everything in between.
Okay, so the three you just mentioned are in the first breakout session, is
that correct? They're just in the morning.
Okay.
Yeah, so you could actually go to all of those.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So what's next?
We also have ISU Extension is always so good to work with us. Ag decision-making tools and resources that you can use from the computer. It's actually Ann Johans that used to be from the Messina area. We'll be presenting there. And we have some people from out of state coming. Paul Folkers with Midwest Capital is going to come and talk about estate planning. And then we have Peg Bruhn from Ag Tracks Consulting in Nebraska, and she's going to be talking about livestock and crop production records. So a lot of the gals that keep those farm records, she can show us maybe some better ways to use that software that we already have more efficiently, as opposed to maybe going out and buying a whole new software package, just things to make our day go a little easier.
Okay, and keeping those records is... pretty basic to look at your profit, loss. All you've got to have those records.
Absolutely. Yeah. And absolutely. And then in the afternoon, we're all going to be together, so you'll have a great opportunity to network with some other gals there. But we have an ag forum from 2 to 3:30, and we have a great panel, Ron Heck, John Whitaker, Carrie Cleghorn, and Annette Sweeney. So come with questions and ask and be a part of that conversation. And then we're going to end off the afternoon with Elaine Cubb. Many of our listeners have seen her on Market to Market. She's an analyst for the Ag Risk Consulting Group. And she's talking about taking charge of grain marketing.
Okay. So whether you're involved with, some women go out and love to go out there with the machinery. Others prefer to stay at home and do the records, or some do both, of course. But I think more and more women are really taking over that record keeping and the computer work. And
absolutely,
it's such an important part of the whole business.
You know that. Yes, and there's several opportunities throughout the day to see a breakout session pertaining to that. So we hope people come to take advantage.
And of course, there's going to be some food. You can't get together without food.
Oh, the food's going to be wonderful. It's being catered by Tasteful Catering out of Ankeny, and we have delicious pork loin dinner, and we also have chicken breast and all the fixins, and of course dessert, Lavon. We can't have a meeting without desserts.
Have to have a sweet ending there. That's
absolutely
for sure. So now, but Deb, how did you get involved in this? Why do you think you spend time helping with this?
Oh, well, there's a number of different reasons, Lavon. I know personally, I was not born and raised on a farm. I married a farmer, and so I've had the opportunity to live on the farm for over 20 years now. But I always have questions on, well, why do we do this, or what should we do here, or how do we do it? And agriculture, as you know, it changes so quickly in this day and age. So something, you know, trying to keep on top of all of the technologies and all of the innovations, and it's a lot harder than it used to be 100 years ago. So it's good to try to stay on top of what's going on and hopefully be an asset to my husband that way, too.
I'm sure your husband appreciates that, because it really takes more than one person to keep up with all of the changing things. Every year, it's just like our lives. The technology just keeps getting more amazing.
It does. And there's always something to do on the farm, Lavon. You know that firsthand. Always something to do. Always somewhere you can help.
Oh, absolutely. So this is an Iowa group, right?
Yes.
Is there a national ag women's group?
Yes. We just recently affiliated with an American Agri Women, which is a national group, and so we're in the process of changing over. So we'll have a little larger voice, and that'll give us some additional opportunities and maybe some lobbying opportunities as well.
Can you be a member of this group? Is there a fee to be a member?
Yes. No, you can be a member. Give us a call at the office, and I can send you out information on how you do that. There's an annual fee. It's quite inexpensive for what you get, and you get some newsletters and updates on conferences around the state and that sort of thing. And of course, then you get information from the national organization as well.
Mm-hmm.
So you understand what's going on in other areas.
So rather than just trying to keep up to date once a year at this conference, you kind of keep on getting information. And I know people do that in other ways in addition to this. But this is a great opportunity for women from all over Iowa. And I'm sure in your experience from the past, you found that that's true, that people do come from all over.
Absolutely. They come from all over the state. Well, in fact, we've got registrations right now from people in Kansas and a few from Illinois and a few from Nebraska and a few from Missouri. So they don't just come from Iowa. They're mainly from Iowa, but yes.
So they see good thing going on here and going to participate.
That's right.
Yeah. So again, if people are interested, are men invited?
Yes. We haven't had many men respond in the past, but yes, they would be welcome.
So if anyone is interested in the Iowa Women in Ag Conference, they need to contact you how?
At 712-243-4444 at the office, or my cell number is 712-249-4321, and we'll get you signed up.
Okay. Or go online to...
www.iowawomeninag.org. Iowa spelled out.
Okay. Thank you so much, Deb Schuler, for visiting with us this morning.
Well, thank you for the opportunity, LaVon.
Winston Churchill said, "Responsibility is the price of greatness."